The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're planning on staying with us for the next hour, as you always do, and you're enjoying the day of living the great outdoors with Chauncey's Great Outdoors. A couple of things I want to say. It's that time of the year when you're looking for that special gift for somebody special. You know who that is. Okay, how about a little gift certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters? That's right. You can purchase that special outdoors person in your life, a gift certificate to go out on, you know, Captain Tony's boat and have some fun and hear about all the stories about me and him out on Lake Michigan. But the best way to do that is to call his office at 847-838-2037. Let me repeat that. That's 847-838-2037. Okay. And if you, get a busy signal or, you know, just call back. Somebody will answer the phone or it'll go to the recording. But once again, you know, get that special gift for that special person with Diamond Ghost Charters. I love it. A couple of things I want to mention before we continue on with the show. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is monitoring a suspected outbreak of the avian influenza that happened in the fall waterfowl migration. At least 300, man, that's a lot of birds, primarily snow geese, have died of the suspected avian influenza at a public hunting area throughout southern Illinois. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has confirmed deceased wild birds have been found at Baldwin Lake, Pyramid State Recreation Area, Wren Lake, and Carlisle Lake in recent days. The IDNR will continue to monitor for outgoing outbreaks of this highly pathogenic avian influenza. Don't ask me to say all those words in the same time. Or concentrations of 20 or more deceased birds that we've got to take an eye out and keep it and make sure. If you want to follow along with this, you can go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and click on the wildlifeillinois.org site. And you can check out more information there, which is a cool thing. Hey, you know what today is for you Wisconsiners? Yes, yes, yes. No, it's not the day before. The Packer are off. I think they're off this week, yeah. just thinking about that. But the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds everybody that they have till 11:59 today. That's this evening, 11:59. To get your wild turkey hunters permits in. You know, you got to get them wild turkeys because they're crazy out there. That application needs to be submitted by midnight tonight. Remember that, midnight tonight. And for those of you that still have got good knees and strong legs and kids that want to burn off a lot of energy, maybe that's the key note in this thing. If we have snow, If we have snow and things are cool, you can go down there. They'll probably still do some things. But down at the Swallow Cliff Woods north area, it's at CalSag Road and Route 83 west of LaGrange Road. You can join them for – now, this is where those huge Swallow Cliff toboggan slides used to be that they took out. But that hill is still there. So you can join them for stair climbing, a little bit of story trail sledding, snowshoeing, s'more making, all kinds of neat stuff. And it's weather permitting. That's the important key, weather permitting. You got to remember that. And then you can have some fun out there, you know, if there's snow, sliding down a hill or just having some fun. But then, but on this week's show, we first of all, we got Mark Kubal coming up, who's a perch angler extraordinaire for the Lake Michigan area. He can really smell them under his boat, I don't know how, while he's on the water and then catch them. And after Mark, we're going to have Jim Templin from Fish Tech. Bait shop in Morton Grove to tell us how to get our ice fishing gear ready for that first time we go out when we get ice, safe ice, and, you know, we'll learn more about it. In the last segment, we should have the Aiden Fishing Report and maybe some other outdoor information, all for you where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577, 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot,
ready for the table from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Time of year, deer season's back, it's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't wanna come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day, but first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing darts and drinking blast beer. Shoot, there it is, let's get some deer.
Shoot, there it is. Shoot, there it is.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me we have a man who I would have to say, like, you know, Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony, is named after his German, he had a German short hair hunting dog, and he said he was a great pointer. If there was such a thing as a perch dog, it would be named after Mark Kubal. Because Mark can find anybody perch anywhere in any lake, I think, than anyone. Mark, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Chauncey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. You are a perch. You are a dog to find perch. I mean, you can find them. You know how they're going to. You know, if it was a field of corn, you could find them like that, I bet.
Yeah. You're right. I'm pointing them all the time.
Yeah.
Always on point.
You're on point?
Yeah.
Now, you know, Mark is, yeah, like I said, he's a very good fisherman. He runs fishing programs with kids at a junior high school, which we'll hear the name of the high school, junior high, down the road here. But what I want to talk to Mark about is, because he's very knowledgeable about the perch fishing in Chicago, Illinois waters, starting from the Calumet River, I guess, would be the best place to start south?
Yeah, Calumet River, Calumet River and areas around there and up north of there too. Sure, definitely.
Yeah. Now, these perch that you and I grew up in Chicago, basically, right?
Yes.
It used to be a summertime. We'd take our cane pole. We'd stop over at the bait shop, get some hard shell crabs, get some minis, and we'd go down with our cane poles and we'd sit there by the planetarium or wherever your favorite spot was. And then you would go out and you would, you know, do a little perching early in the morning. And, you know, you watch sun up come out and everything else, and it was a nice warm day. And I can't remember how many years ago, but things changed in the universe of perch. And it's now become, like, from Thanksgiving to, what would you say, March, maybe? April? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. I mean, there was a pretty prolific bite probably 6-7 years ago during the summer,
mm-hmm.
you know, down in the Calumet Park area up at Navy Pier area there, and it kind of petered out, I guess, over the years, and all of a sudden these perch started showing up in early to mid-November, and it's been a blast. Something that we all look forward to every year.
Yeah.
Because we're still out on our, still in our boats, still getting out on the water when conditions are good and when it's safe and when the fish are biting, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you, you know, in the Calumet River, which dumps into Lake Michigan there about, 95th, 98th Street, somewhere down there. I mean, I can't figure out what's the draw for the fish to be in that area.
I'd have to say, you know, it's all about location, 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 wherever the buffet table is, you know.
Okay.
There's definitely an increase in forage base that I've noticed over the, probably the last three or four years.
Mm.
Definitely noticed an increase in bait fish down in that area as well, too. And, you know, Calumet River has a lot of nooks and crannies, a lot of places for bait fish to hold and hide and perch. The old perch are pelagic. You know, they're wanderers, and they're always following the food, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Now, you can... There are people that fish from shore in the Calumet River right there, you know, on 80, not, you know, Lakeshore Drive. I guess that's the Lakeshore Drive down there, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Lakeshore Drive and 87th Street.
Yeah. You know, there's that old shipping canal. There's the park, the Steelworkers Park. There are people that are fishing in the river there also from shore, and they, I don't know how they do it or who lets them out there, but, you know, there's even a couple of spots where it's like an old railroad bridge that I've seen people fishing from where the railroad bridge in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a few spots down there. I mean, there's, you have the 95th Street Bridge. I've seen people fish off of there. And mm-hmm. Just upriver from there, there's, I think that's the old railroad bridge you're talking about.
Yeah, probably.
There's some folks that fish right underneath there off the shore. And just below the 95th Street Bridge, I've seen guys fish offshore. Mm-hmm. There's a place called the, I'm trying to remember the name of it. At the 87th Street, there's also a little parking spot there around 81st Street that some folks park at and walk out and fish right in that first barge slip as well, too. So it's the scrapyard.
Yeah, the scrapyard. Right, the scrapyard.
Yeah.
And, but there's, you know, that's the shore fishermen doing a lot of work there. Like I said, whether you're at the old inland slip at 87th Street or if you're fishing the Steelworkers Park or the shoreline there, but man, you see more boats down in the Calumet River area because you're able to kind of follow the schools of fish, aren't you?
Oh, you can. It's really something. Guys have side scan, down scan, the structure scan, and all that stuff. I have that on my Lowrance unit too, but I don't even use it. I go in there. I have some waypoints. I just like to go to my old waypoints, and I've got so many waypoints in that river system that eventually I bump into fish. Think mm-hmm. about perch fishing. It's all about water clarity to me. If the water's dirty, it's not even worth fishing.
Mm.
And when you're in the Calumet River,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of barge traffic. And, you know, if you find your spot locked or anchored or wherever, and you're catching fish, sometimes what I've noticed fishing in the channel there right at the mouth sometimes, depending on what side you're fishing on, if a barge goes by you, it actually forces the fish that are on one side of the channel, they'll scoot over to your side and you'll be on a pretty good school of perch where maybe 5 minutes before you weren't on any fish. So
oh, yeah.
They're constantly, you know, reacting to, you know, changes, subtle mm-hmm. changes in that area, and just keying in on it's a pretty simple task.
I've seen them go all the way up the river to the Ford plant, which I couldn't tell you how far back it is, but you could see the Ford plant in there. I mean, you'll see anglers go that far back in a boat, won't you? You can't get shore access, but you get definitely a boat access.
Oh, there's plenty of boat action way up there. Yeah, that's I don't know how many river miles that is, but it's a pretty decent ride up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're going to be having a Snicker bar, like a Snicker bar commercial, and taking a timeout going up there. It's not that long, but it's a pretty good ride up there. And I've seen boats way up there catching fish, you know, in the middle of the channel there or mm-hmm. off to one of the sides. There's fish to be caught all the way up through there for sure.
Yeah. Now, let's roll back out of the Calumet River back into Lake Michigan. I've seen boaters fishing Lake Michigan for perch kind of hopscotching. And I've seen boaters fishing the break wall down there. I've seen them fishing close to shore down there, which is another good spot for, you know, if you have a boat to go fish, right?
Oh, absolutely. That whole channel at the mouth of the Calumet out to the break wall there where the gap is, there's fish to be caught there, too. Oh, yeah. I've caught bigger fish in that area. Actually, if you go outside of the gap at Cal Park, where they call them the candy canes, the two lighthouses are, if you go straight out of the gap about 2 miles, mile and a half out into the lake, there's a red can there. There's a couple of red cans there. Just before you get to the red can, there's a couple of humps out there with some riprap that hold perch too, and right around the green can's has been good too.
Okay.
So, but then again, you have to watch. You have to pay attention to the wind, and you know how the wind's been blowing days before. You know, I'm not just that morning. You can't decide just to go up. Oh, I got a south southwest wind at 10 miles an hour. Let's go out to the red can. Well, might have been blowing out of the northeast at 10 to 20 the night before, 2 days before, and it's going to be a short trip.
Exactly.
Make it out there.
Exactly.
So safety's really important out there. Having your flotation, your devices, your flares, your whistle, marine radio is important too, because you know, it's really important to be safe, especially if you're taking someone out there, even if you're a seasoned veteran or what it may be. You need to be safe, and you know, just be careful when you go out there.
Exactly. Now, when you go north from that area, and if you're by the way, everybody, if you're fishing on the other side, the east side of that break wall, you better have an Indiana license, because that's outside of the area that's being accepted. Okay.
But yeah, well, the Calumet River is, you can use the Illinois license, and up north of there inside Cal Park at the 87th slip, if you're boating, you can go into that slip. That's an Illinois license too. But you really have to go online and look at a map,
because
it's kind of the configuration. It's a little odd. Yeah. But as soon as you go out of that gap and head east out there, you're definitely in Indiana waters. But if you're heading north, you're obviously in Illinois.
Now, going further north, you know, I've seen people, you know, some shore fishing, like at the Calumet, not Harbor, the Jackson Harbor mouth. I've seen some people shore fishing some of those other areas, but it's still mostly the ones I'm seeing catch fish. And sometimes they're catching more than perch. They're catching steelhead. They're catching brownies. They're catching this time of the year. And we're going to be talking with Mark in the springtime when it's coho season, but that's another.
Coho season, for sure.
Mark's eyes roll back when you say coho season.
Yeah, I do.
Can't you hear it in his voice, everybody? But, you know, when you start going north of there, it's all boater fishery. That's really some of the better action, all the way up to, you know, fishing the break wall in, you know, Burnham Harbor, fishing the mouth of, you know, the south end of Migs Field there. What I can't remember the name, it's called the park now. But that south behind McCormick Place, fishing for boats off that area, and then working your way north all the way to Navy Pier, isn't it?
Yeah, Navy Pier, the north side of Navy Pier is good for shore anglers, but kind of a sleeper spot that I don't get to very often is, there's a channel at the break wall, and it's kind of the same setup that you've got down at Calumet Park. There's a channel at the break wall that heads, it's pretty much in line with heading right towards the eastern corner of Navy Pier itself, of the pier. There's a channel that comes in there, and there's a drop-off, and fishing in that channel in the fall is a good spot, too, at the break wall. You know, it's pretty similar setup there, too.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the perch in Chicago, I mean, we've gone through a number of places from where a lot of people are. And I hate to say this. When I see photos that some people send me, it looks like the old days where guys are next to each other or, you know, their kids are out there, their girlfriends, wives, whatever. They're all down there with them. And it's fun to look at. It's fun to see. And it's like, hey, this is a whole new tradition, like Thanksgiving at Navy Pier. I love going down on Thanksgiving Day to Navy Pier for a couple hours just to talk to people and see all the kids fishing.
Yeah, that's Chicago. That's the organic soup. And I like going down. I like going to Navy Pier, too. I'll say I usually do about 3 or 4 trips there every season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you go down there, you get the early parking pass, just as long as you're out by 10 a.m.
Yep.
And you meet people from all over the place, mm-hmm. with all different types of cultures and backgrounds, and everyone there is an angler.
Yep.
And yeah. Everybody has a very nice disposition. It's very nice company, and mm-hmm. I've always had a really nice time down at Navy Pier fishing for perch. It's always been. It's always been a treat to get down there. I actually don't clock out at 10 o'clock. I figure if I'm going to drive down to Navy Pier, I'm going to stick around there a couple extra hours. Oh, I don't mind paying the extra parking fee.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, everybody, Mark Kubel is a science teacher at what fine school?
I teach at Still Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Indian Prairie School District 204 out in the Naperville area. This is year 26.
Oh, my gosh.
This is my 26th year this year, and I just got over the quarter-century hump here,
mm-hmm.
beginning of the school year. And, you know, I love working with kids. I'm a middle school kid at heart, too, and I think that's why I fit in so well with this age group.
Yeah.
We're Team 7-1, and I've got a great team of teachers this year. I've got Melissa Hurd, Chris Krull. I have Barb Marsh. Barb is with me, and we also have Deb Lindsay, too. So mm-hmm. I've got a really good team, great administrators, great parents are very supportive of what we do, and it's been on. I actually started up my fishing club after about a 10 or 11-year hiatus. We're starting up next spring again.
Yes, I'm excited about that because you know, after school, the kids come running back to, you know, Mr. Kubel's class, and they have he has guest speakers come in. They talk about fishing. They talk about the environment. They talk about, you know, the anatomy of fish, what makes a fish tick, how do you catch these fish. And they even go on little fishing trips, which I think is fantastic, Mark. You do such a good, good job, my friend.
Yeah, it's great. We have, actually, you know, I'm my first unit this school year is teaching the kids about invasive sea lampreys out in Lake Michigan and the food web and how the sea lamprey back in the 30s and 40s started to impact the lake trout population. Mm-hmm. So I'm like Winnie the Pooh rolling in honey here with this curriculum. It's fantastic. Absolutely love it.
It is. Mark, well, thank you so much for going over all of these spots from the Calumet River all the way north to Navy Pier about places to go fishing for boat, for perch, and, you know, the surprise steelhead or brown trout that you're going to pick up in these same areas. Don't be surprised. And but I want to thank you for coming on today's show and educating us like you're educating your students at that junior high school, okay?
Hey, Chauncey, I appreciate it. It's been good chatting with you again, friend.
Good, Mike, good. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you.
season of giving, so give the gift of Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, it's the gift that keeps on giving all year long. Sign up at MidwestOutdoors.com, 3 years for $45, MidwestOutdoors.com, and give the gift of Midwest Outdoors Magazine at Midwest Outdoors.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Down in the meadow in an itty-bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Poop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? And they swam and they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies did.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And with me on the phone, you know, we may not have it around here tonight, but it's going to come. Trust me, it's going to come. It's called ice. And I've got Jimmy T on the line here from Fish Tech and also Jimmy T's guide service. Hey buddy, how you doing?
Good morning, Chance. How you doing?
Oh, just going crazy with trying to figure out what's going on with the great outdoors, and it's December and there's no ice, you know?
No ice. I thought we were going to have it, but we did not.
No. Hey, I know people are jumping the border to Wisconsin and to some places in Michigan to go ice fishing. What, how do they, you know, you just don't grab your fishing rod that you've been fishing with all summer, and, you know, your ice fishing gear may have been sitting around for a year or two. What should they be looking at to make sure their ice fishing gear is still working?
Well, I mean, obviously the first thing is your auger. So, you know, either you could take it to somewhere to have the blade sharpened or replace the blades if they're dull, because that's the most important thing in ice fishing, is being able to get through the ice, right?
Yeah.
So that would be the first step. The other steps would be, you know, obviously if you don't have the ice fishing rods and reels, which are obviously shorter, 24 to 36 inches, you know, stop in and any of the local tackle stores or even us, and we have tons of that stuff in stock. Or if you do have that stuff, just, I would basically, obviously, you're going to get the spider webs off and all that stuff from sitting in the garage all summer long. But check the line. Line is important.
Yeah, because, you know, if the line just sits there for a year or two or three or whatever, the first good, you know, crappie or, you know, bass or walleye, you're going to go set the hook and you're going to hear bing.
Yep, nothing, right? Exactly. Yeah, but there's lots of different lines out there, ice fishing lines, you know. A lot of guys like the fluorocarbons, and then you also have the braided ice lines, too. I would just replace it. I wouldn't even check it. I would just replace it.
Yeah. And once again, you could take that to, you know, your local shop, Fish Tech, and just say, hey, listen, I need to put new line on this thing. And you guys would do it 1, 2, 3, right?
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy. Also, tip-ups, too. Check your tip-up line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, a lot of guys like to fish for the bigger fish. It's easy. We can do that for you also. And, you know, just make sure everything is copacetic.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have an ice spud when I've gone ice fishing. And, you know, when I get to a lake and I don't know the lake and I'm not sure what's out there, I have an ice spud, which is nothing more than a pipe with a sharp chisel on the front of it. And you bang that in front of you as you're walking out if you don't know what the ice thickness is, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's, you know, obviously it's important to check wherever you know, guys are going to, you know, call the local store or, you know, like you said, be safe. Also, ice picks. They have ice picks that you put around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
In case you do fall through, it, you know, definitely will help you get out of the water quick. But, yes, I mean, safety is always first.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we do know that first ice gets everybody excited to go out
there.
Yeah,
it does. It's, well, it's, a, you know, because, you know, the fish haven't been molested here for a few weeks now, and, you know, they're going to be, you know, pretty shallow in spots and areas where you were catching them a few weeks ago. They're still going to be there. And then, obviously, as the winter goes on, then they move out to the deeper areas. But, yeah, it's usually, first ice is usually very, very good. But, again, you got to be safe.
Yeah, and I've seen people going out on first ice wearing, you know, cross-country skis. And I'm like, you know, I'm glad you feel safe, but, you know, you're just going to put somebody else in harm's way that has to come and rescue you, you know, and that's really why you're safe. You're safe for yourself and your family. But you got to remember, if something happens, someone's got to come out, hopefully, to get you, and you're still alive. And those are really important things. The other thing that we didn't talk about, and we're going to get on to lures and stuff in a little bit, but a pair of ice creepers.
Yes, if we have no snow, super important. There's lots of different ones. There's inexpensive ones up to, you know, we carry some that are like, you know, $10 up to $70. And, I mean, obviously the $70 ones are very, very good, and you'll have them for probably the rest of your life. But, yeah, that's another thing. Like, if you're walking, if we don't have any snow on the ice and you're walking and you slip and fall, you could break your arm, your neck, your, you know, anything. So, again, it's a safety issue.
You know, I just thought about something. My mother, I remember, she was so afraid of falling outside of her house on the ice on the driveway, on the ice on the sidewalk. I bought her a pair of those ice creepers that went over her boot that was like a spring on the bottom, not a cleat. And the woman was acting like, you know, she could do the ballet.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're good to have, too, you know, if you get, you know, a situation where, you know, we get some, you know, instead of snow, we get ice and it gets hard. I mean, we even carry boots that actually have built-in cleats on them now,
oh, wow,
too. So,
okay.
Yeah, they're pretty neat.
Now, you know, when it comes to two things you need to worry, we're going to get on the bait here in a second, but when we have ice and it's been there for a while, you want to look for green weeds. I keep telling people this. Is that still, you would say, a true statement?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Obviously, the shallower weeds die first, and the deeper weeds, the weed edges, that's where most of the, you know, the bluegills and the crappies and that kind of stuff, they need to get out there, which in turn brings in the big fish, too. But, yeah, you definitely want to, you know, check those areas out.
Yeah, because the green weeds give off oxygen, and that's what makes the fish come over. It's like you, in the heat of the summer, sitting in your lazy boy in front of the TV watching whatever, and you want the air conditioning.
We won't see the bears.
Yeah, we won't see the bears. But this way, you're able to, you know, they're looking for that cooler, the oxygenated water, and that's what the green weeds are doing. The brown weeds are giving off like an ammonia into the water, and they don't want to be around it.
They do not.
They want to be around the green weeds. Now, oh, God, how do we, you know, baits. You're not pitching a quarter-ounce lure in the hole.
No, ice fishing is can be very, especially like in our area, you know, it's very high-pressured. We get lots of fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
They see a lot of different lures. So most of the guys that come in, I tell them, you know, if you're going to be like bluegill or crappie fishing, definitely downsize. And I'm talking down the 1 to 2 pound test line, down to the smallest little ice jig that you could possibly you know, have on there. Sometimes you have to add a little bit of a split shot, you know, just to make sure you get down there. But definitely downsizing is a big key to ice fishing.
Mm-hmm. And when, as you said, downsizing, and I remember a number of years ago, I had a camera. I was ice fishing Burnham Harbor, and I had a bluegill swim literally right up to the bait. And I've got a, you know, little TV camera I borrowed from somebody. And this fish for 30 minutes sat there and looked at this bait.
Hmm.
And I talk about the most frustrating thing for a fisherman is to see a fish.
Yeah,
you know.
they can be very finicky, you know.
Yeah.
It's you know, you have to understand that there's no boats running around. The water is as clear as it's going to be ever. So they can be very finicky. I always, you know, obviously first thing in the morning or in the evening before it gets dark, you know, those are your two, you know, main times to you know, that they tend to be a lot less finickier. But during the day, you know, especially if we don't have snow and they're getting that sun penetration, everything's a little brighter down there, they tend to get a little pickier.
That's true. And, you know, you have to be a little bit quiet on the ice.
Yeah, you do, and it's hard to do with cleats on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You're clonking around the ice, you know, and making all that noise. So, I mean, what I like to do is we'll just go out there and we'll drill, you know, 30 to 40 holes all over, you know, as far, you know, all over different depths. And then we'll just go from hole to hole, and we'll sit there for 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're using, you can use locators and this live scope and all this and that, which definitely is a big, huge player in the ice fishing world. But, you know, if nothing's happening in 10, 15 minutes, then you move to the next hole. But at least you get that 15 minutes of quiet, like everything kind of dies down a little bit, and you're not going to another spot and drilling more holes.
Mm-hmm.
The holes are already drilled.
Yeah, and as a little tip, when you start catching fish and you have any kind of a shanty, whether it's a pop-up one or one that you've dragged out, whatever, don't just throw the bait, your fish that you caught outside and say, oh, it'll freeze outside, because I one time was sitting on the Chain of Lakes fishing, and I watched a mink come off the shore,
grab the fish,
and run back to the shoreline, and it did it like five times in a row. I'm like, this guy's going to think I took his fish.
Yeah, they're hungry.
And they're hungry. And he says, man, I just hit the Thanksgiving buffet table, you know,
right,
and doing that. But now what are some of the baits that a lot of people in our area, whether it's you're fishing Wisconsin and Illinois, you know, or Western Michigan, what do they like to go with? Some bait,
I mean, like I said, they use, you know, smaller type jigs. Tungsten is a big deal. We carry the Widowmaker ice jigs. We have a full selection of those. Those work very well. And then, you know, you get the walleye guy. I mean, they use the jig and Rapalas and the spoons. And it, you know, every company's making them now. You know, some have rattles in them, some do not. So, but there's, I mean, there's a ton of different stuff you can definitely come in and buy.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a good day, you could do this from something as simple as a flipped over bucket. You know,
sometimes it's easy, right? You drill one hole, you sit there, you start catching fish, and then, you know, it's good. Life is good, right?
Yeah.
There's other days where it tends to get tougher, and you got to definitely move around a lot more. And it's not like firing up the 250 horse motor and flying to the next spot, right? You got to walk across the lake to do it, you know?
That's right. Now, and everyone, we're talking with Jimmy T from, you know, Fish Tech and Morton Grove. But, you know, Jimmy T is also a guide up on the Chain of Lakes and several other areas. But, you know, he fishes a number of tournaments. And he's a very, very successful tournament angler in Illinois and Wisconsin. So Jimmy knows where these fish haunts are and where people are hiding. And that's, you know, you want to talk to somebody like Jimmy T because he's going to be able to put you on those fish to help you out. And do you do any ice guiding?
You know what, Charles? I stopped doing that years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm 50 years old now, and I just, you know, if I go ice fishing, I just kind of want to go out and with some friends and do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do have my manager here, Joe. He's he's really good at ice fishing. Like, he's top notch, you know. Mm-hmm. And but anybody that comes in or whatever, we would be, I'd be more than willing to tell them where to go up to. And, you know, obviously we have lots of customers and they give us reports too. And, you know, up towards the Chain of Lakes area and that kind of thing. So, but even the whitefish thing up in Sturgeon Bay, it's a big, big deal. So.
Oh, yes. Very, very big deal. But see, that's the important thing. I, you know, people think that, well, it's ice up, I got to wait till. No, you don't have to wait, because just if you look at, you know, from Morton Grove, where Jimmy T is with Fish Tech, you've got the forest preserves. You've got the chain, you know, basically about a little over an hour away from you. You've got Delavan. You've got the Rockford Lakes. You've got, oh, my goodness gracious, so many in southern Wisconsin. You've got the harbors you can fish. You've got, you know, backwaters off of rivers that can be great fishing. There is a lot of places to fish. And you know what? One of the fun things is, you know, you have to do it safely. You have to do it in safe. But, you know, it's a great thing to bring the kids out in the house.
And tell you, kids love it.
Tell the kids to bring your neighbor kids. To let them all have fun, you know?
Yeah, take a little grill out there and grill them some lunch and set up a little ice tent for them. And I mean, I remember when my kids were small, you know, they used to bring their ice skates, you know, and that was a big thing. I would be ice fishing and they would be skating around the lake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's, you know, people don't realize, but we will have ice. It is coming.
It will be coming.
You know, we tend to get it more towards the first of the year. Seems to be more of a thing now. If we get anything before Christmas, that's a bonus.
Right.
But it's another great way to get outside, be outdoors, you know, and have fun with the fam.
Yeah, and you can also pick up everything that you need for this now, instead of summertime perch fishing, this winter fishing up on the Chicagoland lakefront. You can pick up all the stuff from Fish Tech, right?
Oh, yes. The perch fishing is good right now.
Yeah, and you're a place that people can talk to somebody who has understanding and can explain it well, and even pull out a little piece of paper and show you where you can go or what's here, what's there, and that's very, very important.
Yeah, bring your rods and reels in, and we can set them all up for you and put the crappie rigs on and get you all ready to go.
Jim, if somebody wants to come out to Fish Tech, where do they go?
Oh, we are on Dempster. We're 5802 Dempster in Morton Grove. We're two lights west of the Edens Expressway. It's super easy to get to.
Yeah, if you're coming up 94 on the Edens, you get off, go west a couple blocks. If you're coming up 294, get off at Dempster, go west a couple miles. You're going to run into them, trust me.
Yep.
And it's a very easy shop to go to each way. And they're also one of the shops that helped out so much with my friend Eileen Rice and the Skokie.
Oh, yes. Yep.
East Prairie School. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew this, but she is being inducted into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I see. She comes in here and gets the bait for her
kids
when she takes the kids. Yep.
Yeah, so thank you so much for that.
Jimmy, oh, no problem.
You and your family, how old are you? You made me stop when you said my kids used to. How old are they now?
My kids, my youngest is 12, my oldest is 22.
Oh, we're old, Jimmy, we're old.
I don't even know where the time went, you know.
Oh,
but that's important. That's why it's important to get out and fish, and you really make life with, you know, what you do and how you do it, and, you know, get the kids out fishing and keep this, you know, this sport going.
Yes. Well, Jimmy, thank you for being one of the premier bait shops in the Northern Illinois.
Oh, thank you, Chauncey. It was good talking to you, and I'll probably see you shortly here at the shows.
You will. You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Lowe boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Did you know trespassing is the number one complaint against snowmobilers by landowners and is a leading cause in lost snowmobiling access? Most land adjacent to snowmobile trails is closed to snowmobiling, so stay on the trail. No trespassing means no snowmobiling. Just because there are snowmobile tracks off trail doesn't mean it's open or legal. Ask first and know the off-trail rules before you go. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass. Perfect fish for the kids to catch, the bluegill boogie.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, we got to be pretty quick here because we spent a lot of time talking to two of my good friends on the show. And the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Get that new Lund or, you know, low boat. Can't go wrong with that. Hey, once again, he says, Papa,
there was no report last week because we just didn't get out. We did get out a little bit this week, and we were on the Grand River, and the water's wide open. It was really clear, and the fish were spooky. We saw a couple guys catch fish. They let me fight one, and I lost it. And we went riding around, but most lakes are still open. Tell everybody who's listening to please be careful on any first ice. You don't know how thin it is. We're planning on doing some fishing right at the mouth of the harbor. Maybe I'll give you my report next week on how many fish we caught there. Love, your fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. And this fishing report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. You never know what Aiden's going to say. Hey, let's talk about fishing. A couple of things. First of all, they are catching perch along the lakefront in a lot of areas from Navy Pier South. You can stop at Navy Pier from 6 to 10 in the morning, but you got to be gone by 10. They'll only pay $9. Always check in to the parking office, and they put a little stamp on your ticket, so that way you're going to only pay $9 if you get out by 10 a.m. Remember that. But minnows have been a really good bait, along with some strips of squid. They were producing for some anglers. Not many people use them, though. In northwest Indiana, Michigan City area, they're getting lakers and whitefish, and a few lakers are being caught, along with a couple brown trout for boaters outside of Hammond, Indiana. Most people are really trying to catch the fish, the perch right now, and that's a big, big thing going on down there. We're seeing some activity in the chain of lakes, but it's really, the water's low. Really low. So, I mean, they're down to winter pools, so, you know, you can get in one spot, but I'm not sure what it is today. You'd have to, you know, have somebody up there either go or just take a ride up there yourself and see what's going on. It's really low up there, but, you know, once the ice comes, it's going to be a great place to go catch some fish. On the Fox River, action is also a little bit on the slow side, but I think everybody's waiting for colder weather to get the warm water discharges working. And up north in Wisconsin, Vilas County, crappie are really good. Walleye are pretty good. I like that activity I've seen there, too, through the ice. They're fishing a lot of the weed areas, and that seems to be an important place to try right now. Don't forget to always make sure you're okay there. Down in Wren Lake, crappie and white bass are hot, hot, hot. They're really good. Everything else is a little bit on the slow side. You know, try to work off that 154 road. You should find some fish there, and it will only be better for you every time you go out. Hey, you know, with the holidays coming up and stuff like that, you know, there's nothing wrong with buying a neighbor kid or something like that a special Secret Santa gift. Get them a, you know, fishing combo. Don't get them a, you know, one of the cartoon character ones. Get them a decent one, you know, whether it's from Daiwa or Zepco, you know, something that they can use. I like buying a young kid a Zepco 33 combo because they'll use it for a long time and they're built like tanks. So don't pass that up. Okay, I can hear the flute playing, so I have to give you my Native American proverb as I do every week. This week's proverb is from my friend Apensui Majuat. We always return to our first love. We always return to our first love. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. I'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.